I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show. Happy Friday. I hope you've had a really great week, that you're excited for the weekend. All good things. It's time for our Feel Good Friday episode. Of course, every Friday we have a self-care practice of some sort. The self-care practices I share here on Fridays, they're not always conventional or traditional, and they're not only the fluffy things that feel good in the moment, but it's good to return to the things that we know actually really serve us long term. And those things are not always the easiest things or the simplest things to come to, right? We know that self-care takes discipline and dedication and commitment and requires us to show up for ourselves again and again every day. And that's hard. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So today, just in honor of our bodies, in honor of our higher selves, I want you to give yourself the gift of a self-care practice that serves you so well, but that's hard to get to. Okay. And I'm laughing a little bit because I'm already like, oh, that means I'm going to have to do the thing that's good for me, that's hard for me to do, you know? We all have certain layers to self-care. Some things come easy to us. I can give some examples. For me, my meditation practice right now is coming very easy to me. I don't have to struggle. I can just sit down and ground and take a breath and there I am. My tea practice, I come to my tea table every day. That never feels like work. However, going to bed at a reasonable time, hardest thing of my life, hardest part of my day is putting my own butt to bed. Okay, it's much harder than putting my 5-year-old to bed. So I'm talking that. I'm talking, you know, going for that run or moving your body when you're feeling, you know, lazy or you don't feel like it, can be so very hard to get to the gym or to go outside or to roll out our yoga mat. So to do the thing or go to the class, to get off our butts, right, and move when we don't feel like it. And there's a difference between that true, innate, deep wisdom inside of maybe our body sometimes telling us, you know what, I'm tired and moving my body doesn't serve me today. That's sometimes true, right? And it's so important that we listen to that. But oftentimes that resistance that we feel to moving our bodies comes from the mind, right? Sometimes it comes from sluggishness, from something, just that feeling of, oh, there's other things I would rather be doing, or there are other things that are easier for me to get to. And doing the thing that's hard is oftentimes the thing that's going to serve us the absolute most. So what is that thing you do for self-care that's hard to get to? And can you make a commitment to yourself right now that you are going to do that thing today? For me, actually, and I've been putting this off all day, I told myself this morning, no, yesterday I told myself, tomorrow I'm going for a run because I haven't gone for a run for 3 days. And I like to go a couple times a week. And then I woke up this morning and I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel like it. And then middle of the day got really hot. I don't want to run in the sun. And then now it's like late afternoon and I don't really feel like going for a run at all. But I know I'm going to feel so damn good after. I know it. I know I'm going to feel so good. It's going to really serve me to move my body and sweat a little bit. So I am committing. I'm making a commitment to myself to drag myself out the door and take myself out for that run because it's the most helpful thing I can do for myself today. What is the hard thing that you can do for self-care today? And can you take a moment right at the end of this podcast, just place your hand to your heart and give yourself that commitment. Make that promise to yourself. And I know for some silly reason, it's easier to break the promises we make to ourselves than it is to other people. But really hold yourself accountable to this one, you know? Meet your need in this major way. Do the hard thing. And then when you're done, celebrate yourself. I hope you enjoy the feeling after having done that hard thing. I know you're going to. I know I'm going to as well. And that it really takes you into this good vibe for the weekend and that you have a weekend filled with self-care and joy. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.